Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. Next week sees the release of The Disaster Artist, James Franco and Seth Rogen's latest movie, and I can't be more excited. I'm super, super excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and really good. And as such, we've looked at a lot of great friends, you know, BFFs, bromances, whatever you want to call it, this week on the show. There's a lot of them out there in Hollywood. I mean, my boy Ben is in one of the best ones. So today, I thought we kind of take a look back at, you know, the history of those two and where they got started and where they came from and stuff. Because they've been together. They first got started way back in 99 on the show Freaks and Geeks, which has since developed a pretty big cult following. It was Judd Apatow's kind of big break-in, even though it only lasted one season. But, you know, you go back and you look, there's James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, Busy Phillips, a whole lot of people on this show that were just really great and became phenomenal actors. Ben Foster was on it, Lizzie Kaplan, Riley Smith. It's really good. If you haven't watched it, like I said, it's only 18 episodes, so you can go back and check it out. And I mean, anything with Judd Apatow, it's gonna be good. He's really great. And then Paul Feig, who had a big hand in a lot of the Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock movies over the years. He's really good. And after this, they would go on and kind of go their separate ways for a little bit. You'd have Franco going over to do like the Spider-Man stuff and things like that. And you had Seth Rogen, who was really doing all of his comedy things. And you know, that's one thing that they've always been kind of different on is when Seth Rogen is almost exclusive to comedy things, and James Franco is all over the board. Seth Rogen, you know, he would do Undeclared, which is another great one-season series, and, you know, he'd do The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, and that's actually where Franco came back. Was in Knocked Up. It was an uncredited scene, but they were, you know, they were starting to plant the seeds. And not too long after Knocked Up, because let's see, Knocked Up was 2007. The next year you had Pineapple Express, which is really where you saw these two shine and really got to know these guys and see that they're good friends and they're going to make a lot of movies together. And it would go on after that, you know, they were fairly inseparable. You'd have James Franco showing up in Seth Rogen's The Green Hornet. And then you would have Seth Rogen showing up over in, what was the name of that movie? The Sound and the Fury later on. But they just were great together. You'd have This Is the End come out in 2013, and that was not really, but kind of a look at their lives. I mean, obviously with Great Extreme and stuff, but there were some of the coolest scenes in that were the love that James Franco had for Seth Rogen and what he was going to do and how he was going to protect him and everything. And I love that movie. I think it's a fun, if you're a fan of modern comedy in Hollywood, it's definitely a movie to check out and watch. And then 2014, they would do The Interview, which, as we know now, is something that changed Hollywood, for better or worse. You know, it's credited with all the Sony hacks, which there's still stuff coming out from those Sony hacks, and it caused all sorts of international, almost caused international incident, I should say. And it's just really a fun and crazy kind of out there show that I had to watch. I think I watched on Xbox because none of my local theaters carried it. Because a lot of theaters, you know, were boycotting it because of this and that. And so I just rented it on Xbox and I laughed a whole lot. It was really good. And after that, you know, again, it's just kind of them popping up in each other's movies. Like when James Franco popped up in The Night Before as James Franco. They're in Sausage Party together with most of their friends. A lot of the people you saw in this at the end came back for Sausage Party. And it's, you just see them do all sorts of stuff. And leading up to next week's The Disaster Artist. I mean, down the road, they have a couple of other films. There's a new one coming out called Zeroville, about actors in the late 60s, early 70s, and it's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to have Will Ferrell in it also, and Danny McBride. I mean, their whole crowd, so it should prove to be pretty fun. But yeah, The Disaster Artist, I think this is going to be a nice little take, and we're going to get to see them in different lights than we have from Pineapple Express and This Is the End and Sausage Party. We're still going to see the joking side of them, but you know, Franco, the actor, is going to show up this time as well, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun and really good. But there you have it. There's a short little kind of bibliography, videography, I guess, technically, of Seth Rogen and James Franco, some of the best friends in Hollywood. Let us know what are some of your favorite movies that they've been in. Let us know in the comments here below or on Facebook. As always, anywhere out there on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those emails. I enjoy hearing from everybody. So that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. If you catch me at the